I had heard that, I think it was Eric Weiner, was going to do a study of using delayed fulvestrant.
Well, Eric and I have proposed an adjuvant trial for patients who have ER-positive breast cancer that is status post whatever therapy was given, and the patients are currently in a situation where they're getting nothing. And there is a natural history underpinning to this, and so I have to expand on it to explain it. What we see when we look at the aromatase inhibitors given late, given in the middle, or given up front is that they favorably nudge the hazard for recurrence. What we see when we look at ER-positive breast cancer versus ER-negative breast cancer in the longest term in the Oxford Overview analysis is that after 3 decades, it doesn't matter what kind of breast cancer you had, survival's the same. What we see when we look at the chemotherapy effect in the CLGB is that ER-negative disease is front-loaded with recurrence and then has a very low late risk. ER-positive disease has very constant and chronic risk, which diminishes over time, but only somewhat. So given that, you start to wonder about the possibility of treating microscopic metastatic disease whenever you can get to it. And the hypothesis really is that whether you start at year 2 or year 7 or year 12, if you give an active agent and there is microscopic ER-positive disease lying dormant or clinically undetected, to the degree that this treatment's effective, it should nudge those hazards in a favorable direction. And since there's a large and growing cohort of patients out there who are status post adjuvant hormone therapy currently on nothing, and we now appreciate that they actually have more of their cumulative risk after 5 years than before, we've proposed the idea of offering these patients several years of fulvestrant as a way of further reducing their odds.
Why not compare fulvestrant to an aromatase inhibitor?
Well, that as well is being proposed, but that's a different kind of trial. This is for patients essentially who have been through aromatase inhibitors, been through tamoxifen, and are sitting out there now still with some risk.
So you're saying you require that they've had prior aromatase inhibitors?
Our plan, which is an evolution, would be to require that they've been treated conventionally for 5 years before they get to our therapy. Also, it's important to point out, our plan doesn't require that they go directly from their prior hormone therapy onto fulvestrant. They walk in the doctor's office. They want treatment. They say, gee, it's been 2-3 years since I was on an aromatase inhibitor. I'm still worried. Is there anything else we can do? And I liken this to the original NSABP prevention trial. Think about that trial for a moment. You didn't have a diagnosis of cancer to get on that study.
That was a tamoxifen study.
That's right. That was tamoxifen versus placebo. What happened to get you on that trial was one day, maybe arbitrarily, you and your doctor decided, I want to try something. So from that day forward, your risk was reduced for having gotten tamoxifen. And our hypothesis is the exact same thing will be true here with fulvestrant.